today. And definitely it is time for the sip of the day. While I give a tip, you get to sip. So we're going to make sure we take care of that and make sure it is exactly something exciting, something fun, because the tip's going to be a little tough today. Just a little. It'll be short and sweet, but we want to make sure we're sipping and having a good time. So it's time for the sip of the day. So I'm sipping on sparkling apple mango. Apple mango. Now that one's kind of hard to find periodically, but I have a stash. So I asked Holy Spirit, what are we talking about? What's the tip of the day? What's going on? So what are we going to put in our journal today? So we have the help meet book, help for the help meet book. And I opened it up and woo-wee. God was not playing. He wasn't playing today. I asked God, what do we cover today? My eyes went right to this sentence. God caused me to focus more on my spiritual responses and growth than allow me to focus on the wrongdoing of Gerald, my husband. You guys hear me talk about that all the time. So I'm like, Lord, haven't we talked about this already? Are you like me? And you ask God questions like, Lord, I thought I had that. Lord, I thought I was doing pretty good with that. Sometimes he'll tell me you're not doing as well as you thought. Yikes. Is that a sip? Sometimes you're not doing as well as you think you're doing. Should we sip on that? Yep. I'm using my Gerald and Yvette mug. So today when I ask, because you gotta ask Holy Spirit, this is the deal. If you really and truly want to know, Holy Spirit is not holding back any punches. Oh my goodness. Holy Spirit will say, okay, you asked. I'm so glad you asked. So today when I asked, what I did hear is, you're doing well, you can always do better. Just like a good daddy. Won't let you settle. You're doing good. You've been working on it. You've been better than you used to be. But you can always do better. Isn't that what we tell our kids? You're doing great. I'm loving what I'm seeing. You're improving. I don't have any complaints. However, we're not going to settle for what you did last year. We're not even going to settle for how well you were doing 6 months ago. We've got things to do. We've got people to assist. You've got a king who's growing. You've got a ministry that's growing. You've got mentees that are growing, so you've got to grow. Okay, so if you're with me, this is all about you joining me as I evaluate. I want to be suitable. It's not okay to settle. Oh, that's a whole different tip. It's not okay to settle. Come on. It's not okay to settle. God caused me to focus more on my spiritual responses and growth. So, what are we doing to make sure we're responding like God? Not just responding. Oh, goodness. Well, responding like God. Time for apple mango. So the last time your husband asked you a question, should we respond like God? Did we respond like God? Oh, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. The last time he asked you to do something, this is even better. Sometimes my biggest challenge, you're gonna work with me, you're gonna pray with me. Sometimes my biggest challenge is not even what Gerald asks of me. Sometimes my biggest challenge is when Holy Spirit whispers in my ear, say this, do this. It would be nice if you, Jesus. It's usually something extra. It's usually something I don't necessarily feel like I have to do, but Holy Spirit has me do it anyway, and I just have to quickly respond. Because You gonna let me grow with you? Here's how it goes in my head. I need a sip. Ooh, apple mango. Holy Spirit is not gonna push you to do something. Holy Spirit is going to speak to you in a still, small voice. My God. So it takes maturity. It takes desire. It takes the push to go, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm going to respond like you asked me to. I'm going to respond like God would tell me to respond. I'm going to respond in the way that you just suggested, even though... Now, some of the way you should respond is not respond at all. Some of the way you should respond is by saying, I agree. I think that's a good idea. I think you're correct. Oh, Lord Jesus, responding like God takes humility. Responding like God to my King means I've got to do something different than my flesh wants done. I've got to do something different than my mind. It's time to sip. Y'all know it's time to sip. That flesh wants to respond like Yvette. But as a helpmeet suitable, I got to respond like God. So I had to fix my face and realize, wait, God caused me to focus more on my spiritual responses. When you do it, you've got to do it well. But the key is you've got to focus on it. It may not come naturally. In fact, it probably won't come naturally. However, it's what you have to do. It's what you have to do to make sure you're a helpmeet suitable. So in your journal, in your sips and tips, you got to make sure that you're writing down, what's the tip of the day? Focus on your response. Your response needs to sound like God. Your response needs to look like God. Your response should represent God. Oh, Lord. Does your response to your King represent God well? Hey, you better get your sparkling juice. Get your apple mango sparkling juice and sip on that. God wants you to respond just like Him. So when you have your, when you are working with your King and you are a helpmeet suitable, wait, and that's if you're going to be a helpmeet suitable. When you're a helpmeet suitable, you respond like God. So it's not about what your King does. It's not about what your King says. It's not even about what your King is even thinking. It's about representing God well. So in your journal, sips and tip for the day. Focus on your response. We talked about our facial expressions. Lord Jesus, that's multiple tips and multiple sips. We've talked about it. But now we're looking at what is my response to what God said? What is my response to what God is doing? What is my response to being a helpmeet suitable? God will cause you to focus more on your spiritual responses. Yeah, the responses need to be spiritual if you're going to be suitable. And sometimes spiritual is not necessarily scripture. Spiritual is making sure you're representing the King of Kings, with your King. Oh, Jesus, that's a whole different tip. Represent the King of Kings when you're talking to your King. And it requires a sip when you think about it. What was the last time you responded and Holy Spirit said, Yvette, did you really respond to Gerald like that? Maybe you should change that response. Oh, Lord. Sip. Sip. Has Holy Spirit ever told you, go back? Go back. Say something different. Get your face together. Let's get this together. You represent me. Oh, take a sip. Because if you're striving to be a helpmeet suitable, you've got to represent the King of Kings when you're talking to your king. Well, that's the tip of the day. Thank you so much for having sparkling juice with me. Thank you so much for joining me on Tips and Sips. Open up your journal, put the tip in, respond like Jesus, respond like God. Respond like the King of Kings with your king. Go to geraldandyvette.com for resources on becoming the helpmeet suitable that God has called for you to be. I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a helpmeet suitable, and you're a helpmeet suitable too.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.